Hello, everyone. Hunter Drew here. The podcast you're about to hear is the first in the series I'll be running with Adam Lane Smith. Adam is a licensed marriage therapist, a man in FOE, and a father and husband who's on a mission to help his fellow men, mentally, physically, and spiritually. His programs have helped many. I've watched it firsthand inside the Fraternity of Excellence, and I wanted to get it out to the world. So him and I decided to tag team a mini-series of sorts, and we came up with Tools for Living. These will be 15 to 20-minute discussions. We're not going too deep into it. These are applicable advice, you know, signs, symptoms, and solutions of issues that men are facing. So what you'll hear, you know, you can grab it over lunch. You can sit down, quick 20-minute walk. They're designed to really get you to realize and recognize the signs and symptoms of something you may be facing, and then offer some solutions to help you help yourself. So what you're about to dive into is the first, which is, what does anxiety look like in men? I hope you enjoy. I look forward to hearing feedback. And again, nothing we do matters if you don't take the action to fix the issues that you're facing. So with that, reach out to Adam, check out his courses, see if it's for you, and then make a change. I wish you all the best.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here is your host, Hunter Drew, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Welcome back to another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. Today, I am joined by my friend and licensed marriage therapist, Adam Lane Smith. Adam has been pumping out content into the sphere, the self-improvement realm online. He's recently dropped several courses looking to help you help yourself. And with everything we have going on in the economy today, in society, we're going to be talking about these little aspects, these little videos where you can hop in, figure yourself out a little bit, and then move forward smartly, a little more educated and a little more calm than you were before. With that, today we'll be talking about, what does anxiety look like in men and how can they deal with it? Adam, the floor is yours.
All right. First things first. What I'm about to tell you is not healthcare advice. I'm not replacing therapy. This is just for educational purposes. I just want to get some information out there to men. If you think you got a problem, check out a therapist. Although with the quarantine, you might have to do some teletherapy. We're talking about anxiety. Now, when I say anxiety, a lot of guys say, well, I don't have anxiety. I don't even know what that is. And a lot of them don't. So I want to get some information out there. The research shows that if you can educate people about anxiety, educate them about what to expect, especially physically during an anxiety attack or something, their actual levels of anxiety can go down and diminish because they understand what they're experiencing. So when I say anxiety, what does that feel like? People expect it to feel like you're just terrified. They expect it to feel like emotional terror. Men often expect anxiety to be an emotion. It is not always. It can be, but there's a ton of other features to it. Number one, what I look for, more than anything, anxiety is a high level of survival stress. So you're doing a lot of what if questions. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if he says this? What if I say that? It's anticipating conversations in advance. It's laying in your bed at night and your brain is buzzing and you can't turn it off. And you're thinking about a confrontation you have to have tomorrow that's really this big, but you blow it up this big. And you anticipate every possible avenue of discussion to try to give every perfect response in advance, running damage control in advance, getting stuck on things and turning them over and over in your brain. That's called ruminating. If you do this and your mind starts racing really fast, that can be more of a severe symptom. If your mind is just going a million miles an hour, it's almost hard to keep up with. If you get restless and you start fidgeting all the time, your leg is bouncing, you got to get up and pace. You just got to move because you're worrying so much. If your heart is racing while you're worrying, almost like you're exercising, or you get short of breath, like you're breathing heavy, these are more severe symptoms. Really severe symptoms could be hyperventilating, where you're just breathing really hard. It could be more called tachycardia, where your heart's beating like crazy, sometimes almost out of rhythm. When you're looking at anxiety long term, it can also be insomnia. So not just having trouble falling asleep at night. If you struggle to fall asleep more than 15 to 20 minutes, lights off, eyes closed on the pillow, 15, 20 minutes, you should fall decently asleep. Most guys, it's a couple of minutes if you don't have anxiety, but 15 to 20. If it's taken longer than that, you might have anxiety. If you're waking up throughout the night and you're just awake and you can't go back to sleep and it happens once or twice, that's also anxiety. If you're waking up early in the morning at 3 a.m. and you've only got 3.5, 4 hours of sleep, but you're still tired, but you're just wired and can't sleep, could be a high level of latent anxiety. Apart from that, the big three, food, sleep, and sex. So food, your appetite is either completely diminished and you hardly can eat if you had a gun to your head, or you're overeating, or you're going back and forth between the two. And sex drive is the other one. Food, sleep, and sex. Those big three are the first ones that we identify. The mind and everything are other pieces that we identify pretty quick. But food, sleep, and sex. If your sex drive is way down, really common for men during periods of stress. It bounces back when the stress goes away. What that is it's your brain, your animal brain, saying now would be a really bad environmental time to have a child. So I'm just going to turn this off. So I'm not going to boil resources away into something that might die in the stressful environment. Apart from that, irritability, fatigue, where you're tired all the time. If your mind is not sharp and focused, if you're losing concentration, your memory is scattered, you're having a hard time recalling things. If your memory is good in context, someone reminds you something and you're like, okay, I got it, and you go. But if it's bad trying to remember things that you're supposed to be doing, someone gives you a really important task and you said, yeah, yeah, okay, and you put it over here and completely the memory is gone, that can be an anxious mind. If you are struggling to focus, like I said on one thing, we men, our minds typically work one thing at a time. We're in one box at a time. We are in work mode. We're in sex mode. We're in whatever it is. It's one thing at a time. With an anxious brain, the male brain is trying to hold multiple thoughts at the same time. It's trying to remember and focus on the scary thing or the thing you're trying to prevent. It's trying to keep the survival mode going. It's trying to have also whatever you're trying to focus on. The male brain is not meant to split in that many directions, so your focus is going to be trash. You are not going to be able to focus very well on almost anything. Severe anxiety. When men have severe anxiety, we start to get what we can have, what's called a panic attack. Most guys think that this is a heart attack. So that tachycardia, pressure on your chest, that breathing kind of rapidly, shaky. It can be numbness, severe symptoms, numbness in the face or in the lips, hands, feet. It can be any number of things like that where it feels like you're getting out of control like that. It can be fear, not always, but usually fear. Cold or really hot, like heat flash kind of thing. Excessive sweating, what we call diaphoresis. Nausea, stomach discomfort, almost feeling like you're going to throw up, dizziness, vision blurring. Things like these can be panic attacks. They can feel like a heart attack because you don't know what's happening. But often this is a situational escalation of your anxiety. Your wife says that she's going to divorce you. You looked at your retirement account during the stock market crash we're having, and all of a sudden your panic's escalating. These can be panic attacks. So what do you do about this anxiety? Therapy can be very helpful. But one thing that's also very helpful, physical exercise and physical activity. Two sides of the brain is what we're studying, logical side on the left, the emotional side on the right. When we spike like this, it drains the energy off the logical brain, especially if you have PTSD, drains that energy like this and it escalates. So you get fireworks on the emotional side, more dim on the logical side. This is why you're not thinking clearly and can't logic your way out of them. Animal brain in the back overcomes that in rock, paper, scissors. Intense physical exercise for 10, 15 minutes. Check with your doctor first before you do 500 jumping jacks, but intense physical exercise. Go get on the bench and pump some weights. You don't have to max out your record, but you should be straining a bit. Jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, running. Just get out and sprint. This is why sometimes when we men are upset, we just start punching a wall. The physical exertion helps. Sometimes the physical pain a little bit helps too. These are things that you can do, but if you're feeling that level of anxiety, situationally, that might be normal. Physical exercise is something you could immediately do a good outlet for. You can buy a punching bag and keep it in your house or just beat the crap out of it. Go outside, get a baseball bat, beat up a tree stump. Anything. Exercise. Use that energy to exercise and get your health on track, and that can be very beneficial. If it's longer term and you're experiencing it a lot, therapy could be very beneficial. Write in. I'd be more than happy to help you find a decent therapist, hopefully who won't be some weirdo that's going to screw you up.
You know, and it's great to hear that physical exercise is a solution to this. It's something that's going to help us, something that's going to dilute it, because that is something that you can do anywhere. That is something you can do at any time. It does not have to be an expense. It doesn't have to be at a gym. You know, go for a run, go for a walk. You know, we are in times where people are going to be sent home from work. You know, right now we're dealing with this corona thing. You know, people are being sent home. They're going to have a lot of time in quarantine. Maybe they're teleworking. You know, and maybe the back of the brain, it starts getting a little bit tighter, now is an excellent time, or do you agree that now is an excellent time to start a routine where maybe you start the day with a walk before you sit down to telework, or maybe, you know, knock out those push-ups in between clients or jobs or tasks? You know, is that one way to help keep that from boiling over?
100%. So the human brain, it works on like an increasing gauge in your brain. If you are starting your day out at 7 out of 10 anxiety, and you only have this much to go for the rest of your day, you're already screwed. If you can start out at a lower level, so decrease whatever life stress you can, so you wake up lower, get good rest, good nutrition, wake up as low as you can, fix your life struggles that are also doing it, because you can't just exercise or medicate your way out of actual life problems, but fix those. You can't really face those though if you're up here. You can face those and solve your problems when you're down here, so you got to de-escalate yourself first. Exercise, fantastic. If you start your day with it, even better. You're putting money in the bank, because instead of starting out here, then you start up down here. What the research shows is that about 15, 20 minutes, even a half hour, if you can, of exercise a day is the equivalent of taking an antidepressant or getting to therapy. It's the same effectiveness as what the research shows. Just exercising 20 minutes a day is tremendously beneficial for your mental health. And it may not solve your problems, but it will give you some clarity so that you can solve them, again, with the logical side of the brain instead of the spiked emotional side of the brain.
So we're looking to keep this series that we're doing in these topics roughly 15 to 20 minutes. So these could be used during those walks, you know, plug in something like this, you know, hey, when this podcast ends, I'm good. It's kind of like your daily vitamin for the mind. Now with that, we're coming up on the final 5 minutes of this. For the men who are like, all right, I have all the symptoms you just listed, I'm going to start going for a walk. You know, maybe they want to invest in themselves or in a program or something that they can take on along with this. So they're going to get rid of the energy drinks, and they're going to get rid of the late night, you know, crap TV. You've created several resources. What could they find if they turn to your stuff?
So gumroad.com is really a very simple place. That's where I've got a lot of my courses. I actually have built a program for men called Living with Purpose is what it is. It's for finding your life purpose. If you just Google Living with Purpose, Adam Smith, whatever you want to look for, you will find my program of how to invest urgency and purpose in every aspect of your life, how to overcome that lack of motivation, how to overcome that just physical nihilism that you know, there's no purpose in my life, there's no point, why am I even doing this, why should I exercise, why should I solve my mental health problems, why should I do this, why don't I just end it now, or why don't I just sit here and just play video games and continue to be miserable? Is there even any hope? Through my course, there's ways that you can find that, and it's dirt cheap. It's like $27.
Excellent. I have nothing really to add. I hope those who are listening understand that, there's kill the ego. You know, get out of your own way. You're not a man because you're coming to somebody for help. You know, if you have anxiety, if you're showing the signs and symptoms that you're just spiraling out of control, it's not going to get better if you don't work to make it better. Here's an opportunity. You have a professional in the field who knows exactly what he's doing. I've seen it firsthand with the men inside the Fraternity of Excellence, as well as just public advice that you've given on Twitter. I've seen it help people change their lives. There's nothing weak about asking for help. In fact, that's one of the strongest things you can do, because you're getting out of your way and you're saying, hey, my pride can go to the side. I want to get better. And that's exactly what Adam can help you do. Adam, thank you for coming on. For everybody who listened, the links to all of Adam's content is below. Check it out, invest in yourself. It'll be worth it. Take care.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Hunter on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @HunterDrewTFA.